Christ, peace to all of you. I'm resorting to giving sermons again as public masses have been suspended in these crazy and strange days. I'm sure if you're anything like me, you're feeling a bit disorientated, maybe even a bit anxious and worried. I know that the Lord is in charge, and I do have full and complete trust in Him. But there's so much information and there's so many things that are pulling at my own heart right now. Even my quiet prayer has been somewhat bothered. So if you're feeling that way, know that I am as well. And we'll hold each other in prayer. And as we get used to these realities, they're not normal. But we'll get used to things as they are right now. We'll also find graces. So with that in mind, I wanted to keep sending out messages on Wednesday and Sunday. To all of you, wherever you are, and to stay connected in prayer. And I think that's really important. You got to know that I miss you all, especially you Carol students. I miss seeing you at Mass. I miss seeing you in the lunchroom, cafeteria, walking around campus. I miss you. My heart goes out to you, and I'm praying for you. Every Mass I offer privately has you as an intention. So know that even though we can't be together physically, we can stay united spiritually. And we do that through the church, and that's a gift. It's a huge gift, actually. And tonight, rather than speaking about the readings from Wednesday, I want to speak and preach about the opening prayer for Mass. So this was Wednesday, March 18th. Just a gift that the church gave to us in this time. I think it speaks well. So let me just read it to you. Opening prayer for Mass is, "Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever." So I was praying that today. Boy, I thought there's themes there that are really pertinent to the situation that we all face as a world. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance, nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Schooled through Lenten observance. I don't know how your Lent was going before this. I always know, I hear in confession people say, I haven't made a very good Lent, or I'm not making a good Lent. Well, the Lord is, He's pushing us to make a good Lent right now with all that we have to embrace and endure in these coming days and weeks and months. And it is a school. We learn things at school, even though we can't go to school except through our computers. We learn things in school, and we can be schooled through Lenten observance. So I implore you and encourage you to embrace this time. Don't simply endure it, but embrace it so that we can learn the lessons the Lord wants us to learn. It is a Lenten observance. It's a time of purification. It's a time of conversion. It's a time of going deeper into the reality of things. And we need to learn those lessons, each one of us, as members of the body of Christ, to be purified and made more holy, conformed to Jesus and His will, but also as a nation, as a society as a whole. We need to learn. And this is going to be a school where we will learn some lessons. Some of them will be tough, but a lot of them will be beautiful, and they will change the trajectory of our lives, our personal lives, the lives of our families, the lives of our friends. And if we walk it well with the Lord, then great grace will come. Next phrase that struck me was that we would be nourished by the Word of God, nourished by your Word, O Lord. This is a time where we can't receive the Eucharist in the way that we have previously, and maybe we've taken that gift for granted, how easy it is to get to Mass, daily Mass, and how many Masses are offered, and how often we maybe skip over that and just be about other things. Well, now we don't have the Eucharist. And it's hard. That's a deep suffering I know a lot of you feel. can't receive Jesus in the Eucharist for the time being. It could be a while. But we're not abandoned. Of course, you know that Masses are still being said, and the grace of those Masses are coming to you in and through the mystical body of Christ. Even if you can't receive Jesus physically in the Eucharist, you're still going to be nourished. You're going to be nourished by the prayers of priests, lifting up the Lord and offering the sacrifice of the Mass for you. But also, be nourished by the Word of God. So in this time, we could spend hours and hours and hours bouncing around the internet, listening to every talk show or reading every article about the situation of the world. How about this? How about you devote at least 20 minutes a day to praying with the Word, to let the Word nourish you? Jesus is the Word of God, and every word of Scripture speaks of Him. So while we can't receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we can certainly be nourished by Him in and through His Word. So Catholics, get your Bibles open. If you're home with your family, why don't you start doing some passages together? Pray. Pray together with the Scriptures. And then let the Lord speak to you and nourish you through His living Word, which is contained in the Scriptures. Next phrase, that through holy restraint we may be devoted to you with all our heart. Holy restraint, my friends, not an easy thing. We don't like to restrain hardly anything in our lives as Americans who are very entitled to getting what we want when we want it. But now it's a time of restraint, and it can become holy. Holy restraint. We say no to certain things. Some things have been taken away from us. And Bishop Vedder yesterday, speaking on his YouTube event, he said we can either have that imposed on us or we can embrace that. Well, let's embrace these restraints. We do it for the sake of others. We're literally saving lives by allowing some things to be taken away from us, to be restrained in some ways. And so let's remember that. But also let's make it a time of holy restraint where we embrace that and offer that to the Lord. And then what happens then is we allow those things is our energies get devoted, channeled, focused, and we can become, through holy restraint, devoted to the Lord with all our heart. We won't be so divided. We won't be so distracted. We won't be so pulled apart. And that's what we want to be about. So holy restraint. And then the last phrase, through that holy restraint, that we may be ever united in prayer. And that's what I want to leave you with, is we can be one in prayer. We can be united deeply and profoundly, united in and through our prayer. So pray during this time. I know the tendency is to worry, to busy yourself with all sorts of anxieties. It's understandable. It's something I experience too. However, prayer. Prayer brings the peace of Jesus Christ, which passes understanding. Prayer becomes a rock upon which we can build the rest of our lives. It's a solid relationship with Jesus. And it's not just with Jesus. We can be united to one another in prayer. So scattered as we are, some of you at home, some of you here on campus, not able to come together at Mass, not able to pray in the ways that we once were, we can be united in this deeper prayer, personal prayer, each one of us, recognizing that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. We're part of the church. We're part of the body of Christ. And that is a profound and tremendous gift. So friends, let's be schooled through Lenten observance. Let's be nourished by the Word of God, that through holy restraint, we may become devoted to Him with all our heart, and may we be ever united in prayer. God love you from Carroll College. I'm holding you in my heart. Pray for me. I'm praying for you. God bless.